Chapter 19. It happened when Jesus had finished these words, he departed from Galilee, and came into the borders of Judea beyond the Jordan. Large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. And Pharisees came to him, testing him, and saying to him, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce a wife for any reason?" He answered, and said, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man will leave his father and mother, and be joined to his wife, and the two will become one flesh?' So that they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no one separate." They asked him, "Why then did Moses command us to give her a certificate of divorce, and divorce her?" He said to them, "Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it has not been so. I tell you that whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another, commits adultery. And he who marries her when she is divorced commits adultery." The disciples said to him, "If this is the case of a husband with a wife, it is not expedient to marry." But he said to them, "Not everyone can receive this saying, but those to whom it is given. For there are eunuchs who are born that way from their mother's womb, and there are eunuchs who are made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs who made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He who is able to receive it, let him receive it." Then little children were brought to him, that he should lay his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, "Allow the little children, and do not forbid them to come to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to ones like these." He placed his hands on them, and departed from there.